This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Browns and the current situation with the Browns trying to give me the update on this for the Browns for Isaiah Bond. So Isaiah Bond, you know, was in trouble. That seems to have gone away. Now, I mean, he still could get suspended by the NFL. So, but now, and then as soon as the story drops that, you know, the legal part of his issues are over, he says, I want to thank the Haslams. I want to thank the Browns. And the Browns are like, we don't really have a deal yet. So I did think it was interesting when we talked to Craig Way that Craig Way was like, he seemed like he knew all this stuff was going on in the background too. And so if this works out and we get through and past all of the things that went sideways for him to get here, the Browns could be picking up a very, very fast wide receiver.
And an incredibly talented wide receiver at that. I mean, you start reading because I did what everybody else did. The first thing we did is I went and grabbed The Beast by Dane Brugler, and I went and found Isaiah's Bond page and reread it because I remember watching him at Texas. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, this guy is ridiculously fast, but he doesn't get the ball thrown to him a whole bunch. Why is that? Well, I think Quinn Ewers may have something to do with that. As much as, you know, Ohio State fans would love to point and laugh at Quinn Ewers and, you know, everything that took place with it, I think Quinn Ewers' arm strike may play into that too. But it seems like the Browns are getting a guy who would have been a second rounder, third rounder, possibly bottom first rounder, if it is the case that they end up signing him. They're just going to go through and make sure their due diligence is done first and that, you know, everything is lining up correctly. We'll see. I mean, he's 5'11". He's fast as all get out. He can catch. He's what you wished Anthony Schwartz was. And the questions that come with it is he's only 5'11", kind of a slighter frame. Does, you know, a couple of drop issues in between there every so often. From what I have read, he's not exactly the most interested when it comes to run blocking, but I'm pretty sure Kevin Stefanski could talk him into that one. And by that, I mean you run block or you don't play because I'm not having tells on my field.
Pretty easy.
Yeah.
So pretty easy.
We'll see where this goes. Again, nothing is official on this. He said he's coming to the Browns, according to Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, and a plain dealer. The Browns are still doing their research. So their due diligence. That's the right way to put it.
If you're also looking for more information on, you know, what's going on with Bond, you can always get the latest from Browns training camp and the preseason right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on the field action. So you can always subscribe to 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube, and you can do that now. You get all the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season. In fact, let's kind of go through the quarterback situation because, you know, tomorrow could be Tyler Huntley day. I mean, we even could play the whole game.
Andy, this is a mess. I mean,
is it really a mess? It's a preseason. I mean, you played Joe Flacco yesterday and the day before because you had a joint practice. And I totally get that, and I understand that. I don't probably need to see Flacco, especially if it's not ones against ones. It doesn't sound like Philly's going to throw a lot of their starters out there.
No, probably not. Usually at the end of those joint practices, you don't see the starters very often.
No, I mean, I'm talking about tomorrow.
Yeah. You don't see the starters very often on joint practice games.
So it's going to be an interesting game. We're going to find out a lot about a lot of guys that might be on the practice squad or guys that are, you know, working super hard to get one of those last couple spots.
It's a mess in that Monday is going to be the pinnacle of either overreaction theater, if we get Dylan Gabriel out there and Dylan Gabriel plays three quarters, and no matter if he plays great or if he plays terrible, it's going to be overreaction theater. Or,
I mean, if he's not 100%, why would you put him out there?
Because you got to get some kind of evaluation for this dude besides practices, right?
No. If you think he has a roster spot, who cares?
Are you just throwing your hands up and saying these games don't matter?
What I'm saying that if you think he has a roster spot, obviously doesn't have to be the starter, but if he's got a roster spot, then why would you play him? What is there to gain with a guy that's dealing with a hamstring injury? What is there to gain?
I'm not going to lie. I've hit the point where I'm throwing my hands up and saying these games don't matter. Like, I know everybody's going, no kidding, the score doesn't matter. If some guy kicked a 70-yard field goal, nobody cares. Like, yes, but I think even in the evaluation process for a lot of these guys, I'm starting to think these games really just don't matter. That's where this is sitting. And if Dylan Gabriel comes out and plays really well, it's going to be overreaction theater. If Dylan Gabriel comes out and plays horribly, it's going to be overreaction theater. If he looks mediocre, it's going to be overreaction theater. If he doesn't play at all, this game all of a sudden becomes, when does college start?
Oh, boy, I hope we see Sanders before him, right? That'll be the other line.
Yeah. Like, that's how all of this is going to go on Monday. Like, I'm fascinated to see. I want Dylan Gabriel out there because I would like the fan base to get some baseline knowledge of what's taking place. Not to mention, I've watched four quarters of Tyler Huntley. I'm good. I don't need to do that again.
Mike Sando from The Athletic. He's got quarterback tiers out. Boy, I don't think we want to know where the Browns sit on this one. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dan Medigan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.